Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain.
Good evening and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There is Life After Layoff. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion and or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the host or web talk radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not a reliance upon the content of this web talk radio program. Join the conversation with our show host, Allie, as Allie and her co-host shares, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. We ask each and every week that our faithful listeners and new listeners grab a piece of paper and a pen so that you can jot down notes as you join in our journey this evening. And now, without further ado, please join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our show host to the air. Allie?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host. And along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elise Psychological Services and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders, it is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. And as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And please follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And you can also find out more about Doc by visiting her website at www.elise, which is spelled E-L-I-S-E, psychologicalservices.com. And please, if you wish to contact us, you can always do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And continue to follow us on Twitter. You will find me tweeting at AllieWard45. And you can also follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45. So on behalf of Doc, Rev T, Mel D, and myself and the entire There is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also other life-altering events. So tonight, I'm honored once again to be joined by another blessed woman of God, Reverend Lutina Morrell, who we affectionately call Rev T, as we talk about the power of inspiration and who inspired or inspires us in our lives. So, you know, Rev T is a friend of the show, and she's been helping us to hold it down and keep it real here on There is Life After Layoff while Doc takes some time off during the summer months. And Rev T holds a master's degree in social work and is a licensed therapist pursuing her doctoral degree and is the founder and owner of Clinical Intervention Specialist and Morrell Social Services Network. Rev T, thank you for joining me, and so how are you this evening?
I'm good. All is well. Excited to be here as always.
And I'm looking forward to our conversation tonight. So once again, we're going to get ready to get started, but what I wanted to do is make a couple of short, quick announcements, and then we will be able to get started. And I wanted to kind of preface our conversation tonight by saying, you know, tonight may be a little an emotional one for me, but and I'll explain why in just a moment, but I'm going to make this quick announcement, and then we're going to jump right into our conversation tonight. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And we made it real easy for you to do that because all of our past recorded shows are available on an automatic player box on the programming page. All you have to do is simply click on the show you want to listen to, and it'll start playing for you automatically. And guess what? What's also convenient is that we're also on iTunes, guys. So all you have to do is go to iTunes, search for us, Atlanta Life Radio, under podcast, and there you will find us. All of our past recorded shows are available, and after tonight's live show airs, you will be able to upload it and probably within 30 minutes or so. So, again, we thank you for tuning in and for continuing to catch up on what you may have missed. Now, as I briefly mentioned earlier, tonight's show actually has a twofold purpose for me, and it may be a little emotional. And the reason why is that today, July 29th, would have been my mother's 72nd birthday. And so for friends and family who knew her, she was our sweet Mary Jane, okay? That was my mom's name. And for those who have been followers of the show and tune in on a regular basis, you probably have heard me share stories about my mom from time to time and how she was such an inspiration to me while I was growing up. And I thought, so then what better way to honor her memory than, you know, on her birthday, than to talk about the power of inspiration and who inspires you. So with that said, we definitely want to hear from our listeners tonight. If you want to share with us about how you've been inspired or how you inspire other people, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246 and press the number 1 to be added into the on-air lineup in our host queue. And we certainly do look forward to hearing from you. So now we're ready to get started with our show tonight. And from time to time, most of you who have tuned in on a regular basis may have heard me talk about the fact that I lost my dear mom to lung cancer, and she was the very young age of 57. So gone too soon, I have to say. So today, which would have been her 72nd birthday, I wanted to actually take some time to talk about people who have inspired us along the way and who have sown into our lives and talk about just how powerful that is. Because, you know, I have to say that my mom was, in fact, my biggest cheerleader, and I could always count on her support, and I miss her. But with that said, I want to first take a moment because I always want to make sure that I define what we're talking about. So let's talk about what inspiration means. And so according to dictionary.com, they define inspiration as an inspiring or animating action or influence. It's something that's inspired as an idea. It's a result of inspired activity, a thing, or a person that inspires. Now, as that relates to theology, it's defined as a divine influence directly and immediately exerted upon the mind or soul. Okay, so you may know that you've been inspired if your life feels effortless, or you may feel that you're being inspired or have been inspired when you feel called to do something. And that feeling generally comes from your core, your inner core, and you could feel it in your bones. And so just to take this a little bit further, I also wanted to point out that being inspired is different from being motivated. And I wanted to point this out for the fact that a lot of people use the words motivated and inspired interchangeably, but there is a distinct difference, okay? Motivation is about psyching yourself up, so to speak, and inspiration comes from a completely different place. Now, as I was preparing for tonight's show, I came across a very interesting blog, and I wanted to share what I found on this blog because the gentleman who posted this blog did an excellent job of explaining the difference between motivation and inspiration. So I wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit. Now, the word inspiration, he said, means to be in spirit. When you're tuned into your spirit, you are naturally drawn to do whatever feels best, okay? Now, you may do things that aren't outwardly productive. You know, like, for instance, you may write a book in 30 days. But either way, it's all good because the end result of that is that you feel fulfilled in what you've done. Now, motivation, though, I might point out, on the other hand, usually has to do with, and he termed this fake growth. And that was powerful to me because let me tell you what he meant by fake growth. Fake growth is when you think you're growing, but in fact, all you are doing is trying to improve or fix yourself. Real growth has nothing to do with improvement. To me, that was powerful, okay? And you may think that you should be doing something if you're motivated to do it, and you may not even be thinking about why you're doing it, and which often may lead you in the direction of something that doesn't really matter. Okay, it's just something that you're supposed to be doing. You feel like you should be doing it, but you don't really know why you're doing it. But the difference is that you're not passionate about it. You don't have that burning desire that's coming from within you in your inner core. So in a nutshell, I said all that to say that motivation is about things that you think you should do or that you're supposed to do, while inspiration is about being called to act because you're in direct alignment with your spirit and what you're being called or purposed to do. So the second part of our topic tonight relates to those people in our lives who inspires us. So my question is, you know, who inspires or inspired you? Who pushes you to places you couldn't get on your own? So if I'm going to answer that question for myself, I'm going to say that it's been different for me in different phases and stages in my life in this journey that I've been going through. But right off the bat, I have to say that my mom was the main person who has always been an inspiration to me and inspired me as a child growing up. She was always my biggest cheerleader, and she was that one person who always encouraged me to do my best and always pursue my passions and not be afraid to try new things. And I think it was for that reason that I had so many hobbies as a child. And my daughter, I'd have to say, has followed in my footsteps because she has different hobbies as well, and I encourage her as well. And my mom, you know, she, although I had all these different interests, she never complained and always made sure that I had what I needed in order to pursue those interests. And she also encouraged me to be an insatiable reader. And so one of the things, memory that I will share real quickly, is that every weekend I could always count on her taking me to the library so that I can check out books so that I could read during that week and then return them the next weekend. And we'd do that week after week, and I loved that. That was our time together, and so I looked forward to that. And, you know, I really believe that because of that, how she inspired me to try new things, never be afraid, and, you know, I could do anything I put my mind to, is the reason why I'm able to walk in my purpose today and be on air and share with you and be transparent in my journey. And it may have taken me a little while to define what that purpose was, but nonetheless, I found it. And, you know, it was all in God's timing, because I believe if I had found it before, it wouldn't have worked together. There were lessons that I needed to learn, and there was growth that had to happen in my life in order for me to be where I'm at now, sharing with you. You know, and she always encouraged me to be comfortable in my own skin, you know, when I didn't feel, you know, so comfortable. And she was my best friend, and I could always count on her to lift me up. So now, Rev T, I want to engage you in this conversation. So can you share with us who is that one person in your life that inspired you throughout your journey, or, you know, and how did they inspire you?
Okay. And again, let me say thank you for just opening up like you just did and for being so transparent. This is a very special show, and I want to just thank you and our producer for allowing us to bring this type of show to the air to our listeners, who also will share an opportunity to have a dialogue about inspirations and motivations, persons or factors in their life. And as you mentioned when you started, it may not be just that one person or persons, but as you stated, when you go through different phases, sometimes your inspiration is different and you're inspired by different people.
Right.
I, too, would say my mom has been my first inspiration. My mom is a woman of God who is the beacon of light when you talk about hope and faith. I've watched my mom not only talk the talk, but walk the walk.
Wow.
My mom today is 84 years old.
Oh, praise God.
And I'm so thankful to have her. And times like this, it just, it saddens me to think about the experiences that we've gone through, because I've lost my dad, who is also a great inspiration in my life. My dad was kind of that person who just made me feel like I could do anything, you know. I could do anything. I could take the world by storm,
right,
of course. But the both of them gave me the backbone of realizing where my help and my strength came from. And my help comes from the Lord. So I'm grateful that I have God-fearing parents, but a mother who spearheaded that force in our household to teach me to become in tune with myself, so that, like you said, I can now unfold the different layers of this life as I go through. And
right,
as an adult, I have sisters. I have four sisters, and I have a niece who is like my sister.
Right.
And then I have four brothers. And of my four brothers, I have one that's deceased.
Okay.
It kind of positions me as the baby girl in the family.
Right.
And you would probably think, spoil rotten, yeah, get her away. But even as a child, I know, even as a child, I used to say, I'm not spoiled, I'm blessed and highly favored. And I laugh now because literally as a child, I said that.
Wow.
My girlfriends would say, even my teenage years, like, oh, girl, you're so spoiled. You know, you get whatever you want. And I just, no, I'm blessed and highly favored.
I
know,
that's
I spoke
right,
that thing without realizing the power I was speaking. But I think they were inspirations for me. One of my sisters, her name is Ella. She was a different type of inspiration. She was the inspiration that showed me the world existed beyond my community and the walls of my mom's household. She showed me that there was a big world and a big life to be lived. And she showed me the value of, one, getting an education.
Right.
Two, building healthy relationships. Three, taking care of yourself. My sister has always been very health conscious. And although we laugh at her now, like, you know, can I eat this fried without you saying something? You know, she has always been that person. I remember her introducing me to broccoli, you know.
Okay. Oh,
and
wow.
In certain households, maybe certain food was not as common. So
right,
it was
right,
like,
right,
you know, you eating broccoli? Yeah, we eat broccoli. You know, you eating grapefruit? Yes, we eat grapefruit.
Right, right,
it's
right.
It's funny, I laugh about it, but when I think about inspiration, I think about that those little milestones. And when she went off to college, she took me with her. I got to see college life. When she traveled around the world and when she lived in Texas, I got to see her. She worked for NASA Space Center, was a hands-on with astronauts and stuff.
Wow.
So I got to experience meeting some of those persons and just seeing the life outside of the community and the state that I lived in. And then I think about life and life trials. And I think about, one, my girlfriends who have become like sister friends to me now. I live in a state where for a while I didn't have any other biological family that I was that close to here.
Okay.
Until my niece moved here. But I thank God for people he put in my life, my girlfriends who were my spiritual warfare partners. They were my spiritual accountability partners. One of my girlfriends, I'll call her Naomi. She has just always been a beacon of hope and light and a refreshing person for me. Because when I'm down, she's reminded me that, Tina, you're a woman of great faith. Don't you know you have favor on your life? Don't you know every time you go through any obstacle, God is always with you? You always come out on top. And she reminds me sometimes when you're the person who is inspiring other people, motivating other people, coaching people, you're the voice of hope for everybody. It's hard sometimes to have that person to talk to.
Right.
So when I think about inspiration, I think about her in that role because she's been there with me. And I have many other girlfriends. I don't want to isolate or not name any, but
right,
just trying to, you know, be conscious about time. I just want to acknowledge it for one. She's my inspiration in a friend, as a sister, and a person who is there unselfishly, you know, giving of herself, her time. You know, a phone conversation in the wee hours of the morning or the early hours of the morning. That's a big deal to someone who's going through and needs that.
Yes, yes.
So that's some of the people who inspire me.
Okay. That was, I mean, that you sounded as if, you know, that really, the experience that you had, you know, when you talked about your sister opening up that world to you, a lot of young people don't have that experience. And so, you know, that's very important, you know, that you had that.
Right.
So, you know, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, mm-hmm. who is one of the persons that you can think of who motivated you while you were growing up?
Well, of course, you know, I said my mom. But there was, she was number one on the list. And, you know, I have an older sister who has been an inspiration to me. And, you know, she showed me, she was a single parent for majority of, you know, her adult life. And she has done an excellent job raising my nephew. And so, you know, I salute her for doing what she had to do and making the sacrifices that she had to make for her son in the midst of her circumstances. And so that showed me how to be, you know, one of the examples that was set before me to be a good mom to my children. But there were mm-hmm. also coaches and educators in my life and teachers who sewed into me. You know, one of my neighbors down the street who was, you know, my track coach, they were actually happened to be our neighbors when I was growing up in high school. And they always inspired me to do my best. And, you know, those people, they just kind of poured into my life. So, you know, those are just a couple more people. And, you know, We were a close-knit family, so there was, you know, lots of family who we would, you know, always count on, and you know, we all believed in education. And my grandmother, my dad's mom, who raised us a lot, well, she took care of us when my parents worked when we, you know, were growing up in New York. So she was always a great inspiration for us and took, you know, great care of us and was always that, you know, that diehard. Can go to Nana for, and you know, when you needed something, mm-hmm. Nana was mm-hmm. always there, you know. So, you know, I'd have to say her as well. And my dad, you know, I'd have to say, and he's with us, he's still with us, and mm-hmm. Always being there in the home, no matter what challenges our family may have gone through, and all families have them, he mm-hmm. never shucked his responsibilities
okay.
as a provider. And so, you know, I'm thankful for that because he inspired me to never give up on family and never give up mm-hmm. regardless of how hard it may get. Never turn
right.
your back. Always stand up and take responsibility, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. You know, you said a couple of words there. One, family and responsibility.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They seem to really go along with, as we're talking about this inspiration piece, you know, that family that I viewed as a child and I grew up recognizing as that's the system of how things operate in my household. I'm
mm-hmm.
so thankful to have had the concept of family as real as it was in my life because in the work that I do now as an adult, I see a lot of people may not have the inspirations that I had as an early child.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're going to talk a little bit later about the importance of inspiration at an early age and all that good stuff, so I want to go in that conversation. But I do want to just make a note that when you say about family responsibility,
mm-hmm.
I think they're going hand in hand. And I'm going to save that comment for a latter question.
Okay.
Remember that I said family for our listeners who are taking notes. Family and responsibility.
Yes.
Put an asterisk beside it because I'm going to come back to that before
right.
we close out our show this evening.
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question. How important do you feel it is, though, for our parents to inspire and motivate or sow into their children's lives at a young age? Because, you know, last week we had a mother and daughter on as guests, and she, you know, kind of helped her daughter realize what her passion was and kind of sold into her. So can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think it's vital, as a matter of fact, for parents to sow into the lives of their children at an early age. For one, if the model parents aren't doing it, who's going to sow into our children?
Right.
Who's going to inspire them? Who's going to give them hope that there is something better or to inspire them to accept the challenge of continuing the family legacy or bringing the family legacy to the next.
Mm.
You know, when I think about my growing up, I'm reminded that my parents, my father, he attended college, but he discontinued college and he went to a professional barbering school. And
okay.
he was ex-military, came out of the Navy.
Mm.
But his value on education at the time was different. He mm-hmm. wanted something. I'll just tell you the sidebar story real quick. My dad was in school. He was at North Carolina A&T.
Okay.
And he was married. My dad and my parents got married at a young age.
Okay.
So he was back home from the Navy mm-hmm. and was attending school, so he was commuting back and forth to college. And
okay.
he was on the bus, and he told me that he saw this guy who was dressed in a suit, like a business suit. And he said, man, he kept thinking, I keep seeing these guys on the bus, these suits on. Where are they going? We go home for the weekend. So he asked one of the guys, and they told him that, hey, I'm in barber school. He was like, I want to do this. So he found his passion right there and became a barber. He got licensed, certified, opened a barber shop, and started the roller coaster for a lot of his entrepreneur investments, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about that concept of having someone to inspire you at an early age, it encourages you and it offers light. But it's not limited because some people don't have parents or whatever haphazard situation. They
right.
don't have, although we realize in this world, nothing is really haphazard. You know, everything happens for a reason. There's a divine
right.
appointment for whatever our circumstances are. But there are people who may have a different form of a mother or a different form of a father or a sister or brother. But it's important for us to sow into the lives of young people early to give them vision and give them hope and then to encourage them as they are on their journey, and we can steer them in the right direction so that they are propelled to reach their journey and to the journey's end or to make accomplishments or to succeed on whatever level of given success is for them, you know. But if we don't start early, you know, sometimes the late start doesn't kick in time.
That's right.
And if
we
look at children today who come from broken families or families where maybe you have one parent, a single family home, sometimes there are some challenges, you
right.
know, and
right.
if we can start early, and we're not talking about the family system keeping it together, but if we can talk about inspiring in spite of your situation, in spite of your circumstance, in spite of whatever's going on, there's hope, and you can make it.
Absolutely.
You know, that puts that seed in a child's head early on.
Right.
It gives them the sense that they can make it. You know, so it gives
Absolutely.
Them something to live for, some hope to go forward. So I
Absolutely.
Think that's why we have to start early, whether we're parental figures or we're the actual parent.
Absolutely. That's good stuff right there. And you know what? I think at this point in time, we're going to wind down because I believe we may have a caller. So we're going to take a short station break, and when we return, we're definitely going to continue our conversation. And if you want to be a part of this conversation tonight or just simply want to share your story of inspiration, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. I'm Allie, your host with my co-host, Rev T, tonight. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. We want to make an announcement to all of our listeners and supporters who missed our Atlanta conference back on April 11th. The name of the conference was Seek Me, Awakening the Purpose Within You. We had a huge success in Atlanta, and now we're on tour, and we will be in the Philadelphia area on Saturday, October 25th. That's right. Seek Me, Awakening the Purpose Within You conference will be coming to the Philadelphia area on Saturday, October 25th. We will be at the Valley Forge Casino Resort, and we will have a full day of discovering and helping you walk your purpose, find your purpose, and define your purpose in this life. If you are interested and want more information, please go to our website at www.atlantalife.com. blogtalkradio.com/Philadelphia, and you can read up on all lineup of our speakers, the agenda, and most importantly, to purchase your ticket. We expect to sell out. And now we return back to our program. Allie?
All right, we're back, and if you're just joining us, you're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and tonight joining me as my co-host is Reverend Lutina Morrell, Rev T. And we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And I'm also on Twitter at Allie Ward 45, and Atlanta Life Radio is on Twitter at ALR Radio. So please continue to follow us. So tonight we've been talking about the power of inspiration and being inspired, and those people in our lives who inspire us. Now, Mel D, I believe you said that we may have a caller joining us.
Yes, we do. If your number ends in 5870, you are now on air. We want to thank you for holding.
Thank you. And I just want to say that Allie and I have something in common. My mother was also Mary Jane, was a huge inspiration in my life as well, as well as my grandmother. As Allie said, Nana. You can go to Nana for anything. And I will share with you, I almost didn't make the call this evening because I had a horrible day at work. And I thought about my mother, and I thought about my sister. And I said, you know what? There's someone else in my life that inspires me, and that would be my sister. Because it takes a lot of courage to be transparent to the public audience when deep down inside you just want to cry your eyes out. Mom would be proud, and I'm proud. There are two girlfriends of mine that are very inspirational in my life, Nicolette and Rosine. They keep me grounded. They are my spiritual advisors, and they have helped me through so many things, and they have inspired me when I thought there was no end in sight. And I think it's always important that not only when people inspire you, but for you to grow from that and inspire others. I appreciate your show. Continue doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Okay, see, my sister's about to make me cry on air, so, you know. Thank you for calling in and for sharing, and I love you. And she's right. It takes a lot, but, you know, you have to push past and in order to let others know that, you know, they're not alone. So you push past the pain, and you do it afraid, despite how you may feel, because it's bigger than the feeling. It's about being obedient to what God has asked us to do. So I thank her for being courageous enough to put her horrible day behind her and to, you know, call in this evening. So I do appreciate that.
Oh, so sweet. Virtual hug to everybody. Ooh. I'm handing out virtual Kleenexes.
Oh, you're so funny. That is funny. Oh, so I'm gonna turn it over to you, Rev T.
Okay. Well, while you use your virtual Kleenex.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions I want to ask you. So I'm gonna put myself in the interviewer mode. And
okay.
I want you to be my interviewee.
Okay.
Tell me, what is the most memorable or the most thing that was coined as the most important advice that you got from your mother?
The one thing that my mom always told me was that whatever you want to do, you can do it. And she made me not be afraid. And there were times when I wasn't comfortable in my skin. And for those of you who have tuned in from time to time or have been here from the beginning, you know, I shared my story how, you know, growing up, I didn't always feel so comfortable about how I looked because other people, and I would have to say, you know, schoolmates or whatever, for whatever reason, picked on me or whatever. And, you know, so I wasn't always so comfortable, but my mom made me feel like I could do anything. And so she always encouraged me to do my best. And no matter what it was, whether it be sports, because I was always into sports and, you know, track, cross country, whatever it was. And I can even remember when I decided to be a competitive bodybuilder when I was older and in my adult life. And she didn't judge me. She didn't say, what the world, you know, what are you trying to do? She just said, if that's what you want to do, if that makes you happy. So she always gave, you know, told me to go for what made me happy. And, you know, I didn't always follow her advice. But, you know, in the long run, I ended up always coming back to it because then those bad choices that I was making didn't make me happy. So then I had to say, okay, well, why didn't I listen to my mom? But, right. You know, that was the journey that I had to take because mm-hmm. in those times when I stumbled, I was growing, and God could work on me to show me the life lessons so that now mm-hmm. I can be transparent and show other people and share with mm-hmm. other people my story.
Right.
And so,
right.
You know, she always encouraged me, I just want you to be happy. So no matter how ridiculous it may have sounded, and it may have sounded really ridiculous to her that I wanted to be a competitive bodybuilder when you think about it. I mean, that was so random, you know. not everybody, you could say, just comes out as they want to do that, competitive bodybuilding. But she never judged me, and she supported me. She even came to Atlanta to see me in a couple of shows. And, you know, so there you have it.
Okay. You go, Mama. You know what? I'm wondering if that's just the mama thing or if our mothers knew each other in spirit. Because my mom says the same thing. If it makes you happy, I'm happy.
Right, right, right.
Wow. That's beautiful. So, and I'm taking in all these tidbits because although I've been a parental figure for many years to many children, nieces and nephews, I'm now a new mom.
Mm-hmm.
So all this
yes,
starts to make sense to me.
Yes, ma'am. You better take notes.
I'm taking them. So,
ladies, we have another caller.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Caller, if your number ends in 4495, you are now on air. You can join the conversation.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. Thank you for calling.
Okay, I might not talk a little bit proper like you guys. I'm from the island, so
it's okay.
You might hear a little island spice in my mouth. But I think it's very interesting how you guys are speaking about who inspire us. And I must share with you guys that as a child coming up, I remember I had my cousin. She's a nurse, so she's some big nurses right now. Mm-hmm. She used to take me to college with her at one point in my time of my life when I was like 8, 9 years old. But as a child, sometimes you don't understand when somebody's trying to put good in you.
Mm.
You know, you don't really understand it. And
right.
when you grow up, then you kind of like, oh, that's what she was trying to do, you
yes.
know,
mm.
especially because I come from a two-parent home.
Okay.
And my cousin always said to me, you got to be a nurse. Are you going to be a nurse? And she always sent me to the college. I'll be sitting up there on the weekends with her when I'm not in school.
Mm.
And then as I go along and I grew up, I choose, turn away, and I choose the wrong crowd.
Mm.
Sometimes the wrong crowd that we choose kind of inspire us, but it's not good.
Right.
But it's grace of God that save us from those inspired.
Yes.
So we all can be talking like everything is smooth with your mom and your dad, but sometimes we got to remember that we stray away
mm-hmm,
where these
mm-hmm.
negative people come around you and try to inspire your life. And you, if the grace of God don't come and pull you out,
mm-hmm,
you might
mm-hmm.
not even know which direction you're going. And I think
right.
I was one of those child that the grace of God pulled out from negative people.
Mm.
And all through my life, I got 14 brothers and sisters. I'm the eldest
wow.
one.
Wow.
And I got 13 people follow me.
Wow.
And my family used to think I was a bad influence on the other 13 because of the negativity that I was around.
Mm.
And my sisters, they were very good people. They you know, they're very decent people. We were like kids that just came in. We were very confined. Our mom and dad, they never let us go. We weren't street kids.
Okay.
We weren't speaking, but we were just these kind. But you know, when there's maybe one and two from that family becomes a black sheep. I don't know if
okay.
you guys understand what I mean by the black
yes.
sheep.
Yes,
where
yes, I do.
Those two black sheep, with me and my other brother, we were the two black sheep.
Mm.
But apparently, what I'm saying, though, with my inspiration came from a different way. It came from a positive way when I was much younger, when I could have been caught and be controlled and molded. But that didn't continue, because if that was continued, then maybe I would have been a much better off person right now. But it didn't continue. And sometime in my life, it kind of cut. Where I find some negative people, and I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to get
yes,
at.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So during that time, when it cut and it get into the negative part, I was swearing that I was doing something good. And as I told you guys, when I get the opportunity, I should use the word opportunity, because we all get the opportunity and the grace of God.
Yes.
Because if it was not for him, a lot of us wouldn't be this far.
That's
we
right.
We would not be this far. Because I remember when I was 9 years old, I got hit by a motorcycle.
Oh,
I was
gosh.
In intensive care for 3 months. I couldn't breathe. So God could have taken me from that time.
Yes.
I was on tube. I could hear people coming in crying. And I was just 9 years old at the time when it happened. You
oh,
understand?
Wow.
So, and there's time in your life when, as we go along, that things happen. So the
right.
inspiration is good, but we have to remember that there's sometimes something just cut in into our lives.
Right.
Even as I know right now, the things still cut in, but we have to go for the grace of God. Here we go back to the Lord. He's the one
yes.
that fights strongholds from other for our life.
Yes.
Now that I grow up, I have 4 kids. My oldest is 33. And I tell her that I have 4 children. And all through my life with my 4 children, I didn't have a lovely lifestyle with the children, father, or anything. But you know what? One thing I really debate on is not to give up.
Right.
Determine. I was just a strong little ghetto mom. And I'm talking as it is. Yeah, I was. But thank God for the blood. I'm not like
Amen.
That anymore. He changed me. I don't care what nobody says.
Amen.
Got the blood of Jesus take up certain stuff off the other. So the blood of Jesus that got me, caught me, and opened my eyes and said, oh, my God, that wasn't good for you, my child.
Yes,
the
absolutely.
The blood of Jesus saved
wow.
us. Our greatest inspirer right now on this plate is Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He's the greatest of inspiring our lives. My
yes.
mom, even though I have 2 family home, my dad used to say, always have 2 careers. Have a career where you get your degree, and you have another one where you have a trade. And you ever wonder what the trade and career? That means trade, you can make your own clothes, do your own hair,
right.
all that money. And then the career, you can be a doctor, a nurse, a social worker, a counselor, whatever it is. So that always influenced me. He's one of my influences, even though we didn't get along, because he was mad with me at my lifestyle at that time.
Wow.
He was very mad at me, so he said that everything just changed with his child. But you know what? When I grew up not to have kids on my home, my first child, they grew that first child. I came to America, and I had 3 other kids, and I was a single mom here in America, and I was I'm a single mother. I'm putting it on the table. I'm a single mother with kids in New York City. And let me tell you all something. Even though there was welfare, I was not on welfare. I had a full-time job. And when the father disappeared, I have this little spirit about me, like, I know what I'm going to do. I know what I want to do. But at that time, God was talking to me, because it's like I hear the spirit say, what are you going to do now? You left
right.
retreat. What are you going to do? And I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to college. And I went
there
back
with go.
My, yes, I went back with my 3 small kids. And I got my master's and my bachelor's, with no accent. My friends, everybody, I was like mad with the world. I separate myself from everybody just to get what I wanted to get. But sometimes
wow.
when we get into that inspiration, we have to separate ourselves. We have
right.
to separate ourselves and let God do it. Our mom,
yes.
our dad, our sister, our cousin are great people that can inspire us. But the greatest inspiration is when we accept Jesus Christ, because
yes,
he removed
ma'am.
Every darkness. He removed everything that ever come our way. And I just
yes,
want to
ma'am.
Share with you all, as a person, as a woman of God, and as you as children of God, that we'll never forget that he's the one that is the biggest inspiration and purpose in our life. And
thank
I thank
you.
God. Kind of take me through it, because you have to go through to have your testimony.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling. That is a powerful testimony.
Yes,
we do appreciate you listening and for calling in and sharing that with us. Thank you so much, because that blessed a lot of people I know. Because
as I was preparing
for the show, I came across, you know, a lot of information about inspiration and motivation, and it did, in fact, say that some inspiration can be bad. And so she touched on that topic. Even though I didn't mention it, God pulled it out through our caller. So there you have it.
And it came right out, right on time. And even as she mentioned, I think a couple of shows ago, we were talking about the bullying and factors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how bad experiences sometimes do lead you. They inspire you to take the course of a different way. And that can be some of your greatest success. Because that's my story, too. You know, I was kind of forced in a position to leave a job that I was comfortable with. I would have never left that job had the circumstances not availed themselves. But when you recognize who you are in this world and your spirit woman, your soul, a child of God, you realize that he allows things to happen. He sets your course in action sometimes by pushing you in a different direction. So he pushed me in, again, a bad situation yielded to the most perfect storm in my life, because things have lined up for Christ, you know. So let me get back to my interview mode, put my interview hat back on. So, Allie, I'm just kidding. But really, would you share with our listeners two other points? One, what about your mother's personality do you feel made her such an inspiration to you and all your sisters and brothers, but particularly what stood out for you?
My mom was no nonsense. She didn't mix words. Let's just say that. She was that person, that go-to person that you could always get her to tell you the honest truth. Regardless of whether or not you wanted to hear it, she told the truth. And so I would probably have to say that, you know, for myself, she told the truth to not only my siblings and I and, you know, immediate family, but, you know, there were other family members or what have you. You know, they would call my mom. They wanted to know. They were interested in knowing her take on a lot of things, you know, whatever they may have been going through. And my mom was also very selfless. She did some things that I know that she probably – It may have hurt her, and I'm going to use the example that, you know, when I was going through a difficult relationship and I was getting out of it, she came to me and said, you know, and this is during a time when she was ill, and she said, you know, in order for you to be healthy and whole again, I know that you need to move out of the state. And that was probably one of the most difficult decisions I had to make, because I didn't want to leave her during that time.
Right.
But she said, no, do not feel bad, because I know that if you're going to heal, you got to leave.
Right.
And she was actually the one person that pushed me to, you know, reevaluate where I was and decide to make a move so that I could heal from what I had experienced. And so, you know, but she was very honest. She didn't mix words, and she was Mary Jane straight, no chaser.
Okay. Love it. And Mary Jane, huh, says it all.
Yes.
But teasing about your mom's name. Two things I'll just add as corners here for me. Again, I think your mom and my mom are mothers in the spirit, okay? That's one of the traits of my mom. I call my mom a double-edged sword that's hot going through cold butter.
Oh, wow. Wow.
My mom can cut to the core, I'm telling you. But she's the sweetest woman. She's sweet as pie.
Yes.
But she's a zero tolerance, zero nonsense, just like your mom sounds like she was.
Yes.
She's that woman. But the opposite example for how she encouraged you to, you know, hey, this is not good, you probably need to relocate. When I was leaving for graduate school, I'll never forget, it's about 6 o'clock that morning. I was traveling to Georgia. My niece and I, and my dad was telling me and one of our community neighborhood friends, his buddy, they were going to drive behind us and make sure we got to Georgia safe. About a 9-hour trip, right? My first time driving that far without my family knowing I wasn't coming right back. But that moment when I pulled away, before I even got in the car, I looked at my mom and I said, I'll see you later. You know, you do your goodbyes, your hugs,
right,
your farewell,
right.
I love you. And something about that moment right now, it still just lingers in my heart because it's two ends. I feel broken and betrayed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because in that moment, I embraced my mother. In my heart, I was like, I am not coming back here but to visit. But I also left my mom with this hope that when I finish grad school, Mom, you know I'm coming back home.
Right.
And
wow.
To this day, I can remember so many times when she's been in her experiences, you know, of her health, and she just looks at me and says, you know, you promised me you were coming back home.
Oh.
You know, and I feel such a, I feel that. Oh. But I also say that moment continues to inspire me because, you know what, I don't know what plans God has for me, but I feel like I'm walking in my purpose now.
Mm.
And he's positioned me from here to be able to do things that I didn't see myself being able to do where I was or where I would go back to.
Wow.
He put me in positions of, I don't want to say power, but influence. He put me in a position
okay.
of influence where I'm able to take care of things on a different level than maybe mm-hmm. I would have been able to do then. So it just kind of burned my heart when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
And one final note, I'll say in that inspiration part about your mom, personality-wise, my mom's 84. Is quite a bit of years difference between me and my mom and my sisters and brothers. So to me, she's old school.
Right.
This guy friend, this boyfriend, and we were cohabitating. And my mom said to me, yeah, I know, just being real transparent out here, right? My mom said to me, Sheena, this is out of the blue. This is out of the blue.
Okay.
She and my father used to come like every spring break and spend a week or so here and there with us during the year. She said, Sheena, you don't have any license to operate this. And I was like, what?
Whoa. Okay.
And my mom and I, we are really cool, right? I was like, girl,
oh,
you
wow.
tripping by. Never thought about it. Really didn't understand what she was saying,
my gosh.
Right?
Wow.
She said it, yes. And years later, the guy and I, we broke up. And I could hear my mom's voice saying, you don't have
a license
to operate this.
Oh, that's good right there.
And I was like, huh? As I was going through that breakup, you know, crying every day, screaming every day, you know, I was like, I call home and talk to my mom, and she would kind of be in panic mode because I would be crying so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she would say, hold on, Peaches, that's my other sister. Come talk to your sister. I'm like, no, I want to talk to you. You're my mother. And God just put her in a position to give her the words, and I know it was God. I know it was God. Because my mother spoke directly to my situation, my circumstance in the current time. She wasn't talking old school. She wasn't talking. She was talking what I needed to hear.
Exactly.
And she was as real as she knew to be. And it was the Spirit of God that was in her that she was pouring into me. She was pouring that Spirit into me and that anointing that she was letting me know, it's going to be okay. The Lord is already taking care of you. Trust
that's
God.
That's right.
And put him before any man. Not that I thought I would put any man before God.
Mm.
But just saying, that inspiration is deep. And sometimes when you have your mama, whoever that figure is, that's someone in your life, sometimes they got to really cut to the chase and get the point to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That real talk.
That's real talk.
Sometimes.
That's real talk. And,
yeah,
straight, like I said, straight, no chaser. But
no
you know what? I could always find truth. And, you know, it was a bitter pill to swallow from time to time, but it was what I needed to know. And that's another lesson I learned from her. I may not tell you what you want to hear, but I'm going to tell you what you need to know. Because
what you need to know. Ooh,
that's love.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's love. I'm out of order if I don't tell you the truth, you know.
Right.
So if I say I love you, I'm going to tell you the truth, you know.
Right.
And you know, we may fall out for a minute, but you know what? It's all good. You know,
right.
I spoke the truth out of love. You know, I'm coming from a good place. So I think
so
at
let me
this
ask you
point,
something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, we're about out of time, I realize that, but I was going to say, do you think that's one of the personality traits that you got directly from your mom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have to say that now that you brought that up. Yes. Yeah. You know, I got to speak to that because, you know, to me, that's what love is, speaking the truth. Right. You know, and that's why I'm here on air, too, being transparent and facing those truths, you know, for myself. I'm stepping on my own toes a lot of times, but I got to face it in order to grow. I'm not having that. I'm not going to be a victim of fake growth, you know, as I mentioned earlier. But I think right now, can you bring us some scripture?
I can.
All right.
Just want to wrap up some points. One, I talked about family and what did I say? Recognizing the importance of growth in families.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about inspiration, we're sowing seeds that lead to longevity. Longevity meaning along the way, we're filling our children with something. If we don't fill them with something that will last and be sustained, we're setting them up to be a cracked glass. So we're not filling up mason jars, and when they sit in the sun too long, they're going to crack. We're filling up mason jars that can withstand it all because they're going to be covered and anointed with the blood of Jesus, like the other caller said. I'm going to mention that again, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because what greater love did the Father have for us, his children, than to send his Son to live and die, to take our sins to the cross, to bear that, to be separated from his Father for a moment in time. You know, and I speak to those who know the word. You know, God had to turn his back on his Son when he was on the cross, because he couldn't be in the perverted place of sin. So as Jesus took the sin of this world on his shoulders as he was dying, you know, his Father grieved because he had to turn his head. But it was to happen because it was already ordained that it would happen that way, that he would die so that we would be able to have repentance, so that we could be in the presence of the Lord. So I'll just leave you with that. So like our caller did say, we talk about inspiration, but there is no greater inspiration. Like there is no greater love than the love that our Father has
for us.
He loved us so much that he gave his only beloved Son, that we can live again and live within, you know, having power that he already ordained for us to have, to be able to call on him at any time, no matter what our circumstances are. We have the power, we have the authority in our life to call things that are not as if they were. So we have to speak life into the life of our children, into the lives of ourselves. And take today, for example. You heard several persons share, you know, about inspirations and motivators in their life. Imagine what the next generation of children, or what our children's children will say when they think about being inspired.
Right.
And I have two scriptures for tonight. I may get to one only. And it's so cliche because I feel like I'm saying it every week at some point. But it's so much the truth. Because when you realize that God has pulled us aside, he's blessed us, we got to know it's true. When Jeremiah 29:11 continues to remind us and tell us, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's inspiration alone, when you know you have something to live for, when you know no matter what your circumstances are right now, no matter how dismal it looks, no matter what clouds you think you're floating on right now, it's not the end. Because as I say every week, you're fighting a fixed fight, and you're going to win.
Amen.
With Christ on your side.
Amen. Thank you so much. And, you know, that's what our conference was based on, Jeremiah 29:11. So you hit the nail right on the head. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you for joining me in this special show, for helping me get through this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I thank all of our callers. And I want to say real quickly, I want to also wish a happy birthday, early happy birthday to Mel D, our executive producer, who's celebrating a birthday on Sunday. So happy birthday to Mel D. And thank you for joining us for another powerful show. And on behalf of There's Life After Layoff and the entire radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us each and every week. And I pray that you will continue to tune in. Until next week, on behalf of Doc Mel D, Rev T and myself, we thank you for joining us. We continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. And know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself, no, in you, Lord, I have my faith in. Even when it seems, when you love, that's when your breakthrough will begin. Failure.
Testimony,
God, can you?